a time when the world seems to be spinning hopelessly out of control. There's deceivers and believers and all in-betweeners that seem to have no place to go. Well, it's the same old song. It's right and it's wrong. And living is just something that I do. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. I looked to the stars, tried all of the bars, and I'm nearly gone up in smoke. Now my hand's on the wheel of something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. And in the shade of an oak down by the river sat an old man and a boy, setting sails, spinning tails, and fishing for whales with a lady they both enjoy. Well, it's the same damn tune. It's the man and the moon. It's the way that I feel about you. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. And I looked to the stars, tried all of the bars, and I've nearly gone up in smoke. Now my hand's on the wheel of something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home.
Called Ofuski, and I had a little girl in a hollow tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be But there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walk down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee. To hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Little girlie, will you let me see? Way over yonder where the wind blows free. Nobody can see in our hollow tree. And there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. Stung lots worse than a hive of bees. But there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways. Still look back to my tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray. Saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
We'll open your mouth and say something we can't fucking understand.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Yes, I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing this game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. Had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Choices I made.
You're here on Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Radio, and we are serious.
I'll talk about serious. There was a serious fight the other night.
Oh, thanks.
Very serious fight. Now, tell us a little bit about that. Earl, any bruises, any broken bones? How'd you make out?
I didn't break anything, but I bruised and scratched up a hell of a whole lot. And that naked scene, you could see it. It was one of the
I wasn't watching.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out on TiVo.
One of the few scenes that I knew was coming in advance. David had said, we're going to have this big fight to the death thing. So I spent a month, or 3 weeks, I was on the treadmill every day. You know, I don't want to get the cameras rolling and then be so fat and out of shape that I waste time. So it took us a couple of days of shooting it.
Yeah.
I remember David, when we started blocking the thing, he came out, he said, I got the three rules. Number one, I want it to be real. You know, I want to see these guys lock up, and I want to see them, you know, quickly. You spin your nut quick and you're tired, and I want to see that, and I don't want the audience to ever catch their breath. Number two, I don't want to see any of that typical Western shit, big roundhouses of people flying through glass. And number three, I want it to be something I ain't ever seen before. So we just sat there with the director, the stunt coordinator, Milch, and me and Alan Graff, who played the part, and we'd pitch ideas, you know, with they should fight underneath horses, this, right, that, and the other. And my big contributions were the drowning in the mud, and the bite on the cheek, and then the coup de grace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a funny story with that one.
Let's hear it.
We have an advisor on the show who used to be muscle for some gambling concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his methods, if you owed money to certain people and you were really behind on your payments, you could be relieved of your eyeball. Yeah. So when we come up to that point in the scene, we're talking about, I said, you know, if the eyeball's popped out, probably like the other eye goes blind, like the capillaries would probably break and flood the other eye. And so a great idea hit me. I thought, go ask the expert. So I walked over into the shadows and I found our technical advisor. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do him. Okay. So I walk up and I says, so when somebody loses their eyeball, when their eyeball is taken out of their skull, what usually happens?
Well, they usually scream a lot.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's what he said.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
They don't like you much either.
Hey, let's play The Fighting Side of Me by Merle Haggard.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. Squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Well, I walked up to the bar. I laid down my platinum card. Then I ordered 50 long necks for my new friends. Well, the barmaid passed them out, and before we chucked them down, I held mine up, said, here's to us and them.
I've never been the type to walk up and pick a fight. I've always been the kind to get along. I throw parties all the time, and they're always on my dime. We drink and dance and smoke until the dawn. Sometimes disturbs the peace. The police show up, cut donuts in my yard. And while the Zeppelin's playing loud, they run off my party crowd. They cuff my wrists and throw me down so hard. Why does kick my ass.
How about that long-haired fucking blowhard, huh?
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. Cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher man, I'd like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country.
nothing at all, but I will take another toll. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive. Cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corners getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought, and I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dough ticket that he bought. Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Cole. The barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. Stone cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote, and I can sing all them songs about Texas. Ooh. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Cole. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loud mouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my
ear. This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius. Now that was Long Haired Redneck by David Allen Coe. And speaking of long haired rednecks, Earl, Earl, you met David Allen Coe not too long ago. Now tell us about that. Now I've heard this, but Jim has not heard this story.
Last fall, CMT was here in L.A. shooting an Outlaws concert that Toby Keith was hosting, and he had Merle Haggard and Coe and a whole bunch of folks on the show. So I got invited down to come to the show, and Steve Popovich had invited me. He works with David, and he's going to take me to meet Coe, and I got there, and he said, you know, now's not a real good time. He said Coe brought his all three nudie suits, and he wanted to change between songs, and they won't let him. Nudie suit, that's a sparkly, spangly.
Yeah,
it's not co-naked. No, it's not co-naked. It's co-in the spangles and the sparkles.
It's Roy Rogers on acid.
Well, anyway, first off, the Merle Haggard part of this, Merle starting that block, he's going to introduce me to Merle. So Merle gets off of Toby's bus, and you could tell he's pissed off. And Steve says, Merle, I want you to introduce this is my friend Earl. He shakes my hand. Steve says, can we get your picture?
Yeah.
So he stands up next to me and they snap a shot. And Steve goes, Merle, you watch Deadwood on HBO? Merle said, hell yeah, I don't miss a damned episode. Why don't you ask me? And then it dawns on him that I'm Doherty, you know? So then it's like, oh, hell, it's nice to meet you. And then, So we go down and I get introduced to Billy Joe Shaver. So I'm talking to Shaver and I love Billy Joe. And we talk for quite a while and Steve come back in the room and he goes, yeah, there's a 10-minute call for stage. So everybody's getting ready. Everybody's getting ready to get out and do their show. And he says, let's go down and let's say hello to Co. You know, we're walking down the hall and I said, you know, this is a big deal for Co. And he said, yeah, I told David, this is a very, very important show that it'll really ratchet up his career. He said, last night he walked on stage with Toby. 50,000 people gave him a standing ovation. This is a big deal. And we walk into the dressing room and there's Co completely spraddled out. And nobody wanted to wake him up. So they go, where's Kimberly? Well, she's in makeup. Well, go get her. Come down here and wake up David. So the end of that, though, I found out something after this show. Friends at CMT told me this one. Haggard was on Toby's bus, and he had a song. I forget the exact title, but it was something that the politically correct police did not agree with. So they said that you guys cannot do this as a duet. It's offensive. Huh. So they said Merle turned to him and went, what part of outlaw do you not understand?
Well, was there any outlaw women at this event?
Yeah, actually, there were a few of them. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you tell you what? We should play some of them right now.
That sounds good to me.
Keep moving, you gotta keep going. It's not gonna change.
gotta change it. If you don't change it, nobody will.
Shaping up to be a nice, cool evening.
He called Mama's name and then he cussed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a willing mind, 'cause Mama's always looking for a lover.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. Blood red and going down.
teardrops on his face. My daddy cried in big steps he was taking. Halfway running to keep up, my shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of sin never knows exactly what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally daddy found them, and Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell.
You know what they say about all good things.
What did they say?
Must come to an end.
Ow. I hadn't heard that.
Well, here we are 2 hours later. And it is almost the end of the Deadwood Radio Show on Channel 63 in Outlaw Country. I've been Earl Brown. I played Dan Doherty.
And I've been Sean Bridgers, and I've played Johnny Burns.
And I've been and plan to continue being Jim Beaver. Who plays Ellsworth?
Let's hope so.
You know one thing we haven't done for the past few weeks? I have not done, to my knowledge, I can't remember playing any, but no damn outlaw show is complete without a Bocephus song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's close this out with three Bocephus songs about outlaw women. How about that?
Sounds all right.
Sounds
all right.
Perfect.
Next week, hope to see you guys. We'll talk more about the show. We'll be. Hey, Jim, can you come back next week?
Yes, I can.
Sean's back. All right. The three of us will return. 1 week from today.
See you then.
in the bank, and she works in the store, and she don't go that old stuff anymore. She likes to get high and listen to the band. She likes to make love to her kind of men. These outlaw women, the first of their kind. Outlaw women, they got here right on time. Outlaw women, they don't need any guns. Outlaw women, they're just out for fun. In many ways, she's a lot like me. She don't give a damn about society. Might be a little rich girl, she might be poor. She might be a married woman that needs a little more. She's an outlaw woman, first of a kind. These outlaw women, riding high in 79. These outlaw women don't need any guns. These outlaw women just out for fun. Call her lady, some call her other names, but you won't ever call her that around me and my gang.
I like to play my music and have good time. Smoke.
of San Angelo, and I've seen some beauty queens in El Paso, but the best looking women that I've ever seen have all been in Texas and all wearing jeans. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trust in God and luck, and I live to love Texas, man. Till I looked upon those Houston faces, spent Hollywood nights up in Beverly Hills, but they weren't nothing like one night down in Brownsville. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas way. Fair judge of the opposite sex, and I ain't seen nothing that will touch them yet. They may be from Waco or out in Lampasas, but one thing about it, they all come from Texas. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trust in God and love.